the lighting right here. This the lighting right here. This the lighting. Come on, guys, walking into this bed. Huh. Well, I have Beyonce did those.
Soundstripe.
It is the one and only the Lit Southern Belle Mimi Nava, and you're watching the Lit Southern Belle, the podcast that helps you flourish. Well, I know that I discussed friends and what friends you should be looking for and all those great and wonderful things, but I also forgot one thing. I look back at all my stuff that I posted to make sure I didn't miss anything important. And I forgot to mention how to be a friend. And I realized I didn't touch on it as much, but I'm just realizing now that some people around me, I don't know, but some people around me have the definition of friend messed up. Like I said, have the definition of compromise messed up. Look, a dictionary is not that far and not that expensive to buy. We have Merriam-Webster online, we got dictionary.com, thesaurus.com. But you know what? If you wanna be lazy, I'm here to help you. Like I said, help you flourish. So I'm gonna just say right now, friends are not meant to be draining little leeches and just... No, they're not supposed to be that. A friend is not also supposed to call you when they need some shit. Is that just me? Like, if you're my friend, or if I'm your friend, I'm going to enjoy your company even if you can't offer anything, I don't know, tangible? Is that just me? I feel like I'm talking in a foreign language. But, yeah, you can't... I understand people be like, well, what can they do for me? Okay, well, how do they make you feel? Do they support you? Do they encourage you? What people can do for you, a benefit that you have when it comes to a relationship with someone, it's not always, what do they say, materialistic, tangible, surface level only. I think what makes friendship so great is the fact that it's always deeper than that. It always is. They may understand you, they may click with you, maybe some things that like you may not be able to explain, but they like, I feel you. I empathize with you. And it's not because they feel like they have to, it's because they simply want to. Friendships, some people force friendships. Like, oh, I'm gonna be friends with them because they're cool people. But then realize they get there and the energy's just dry. Because y'all sitting at each other, I'm looking at you, you looking at me, and we're just like, that's ugly. If we can't talk, laugh, cut up, or, you know, if I don't feel good around you, if it's not. Because, of course, every friend that you have is not going to bring out the same side of you. Some friends you can be goofy with, cut up. Some friends you can work with. They can encourage you. You all can share information, exchange information with each other. Some friends are all the above. You do have friends and colleagues for certain things in certain places due to the interests that you may share. Also, just for the fact of how you met. That's honestly the thing of how you met can determine your friendship. Of course, if y'all met and y'all didn't like each other, but then y'all were like, oh, let me at least try to understand her more because you were kind of like, kind of convenient and it transformed to something that's kind of deeper, that's cool. But that all depends on if the person wants to give it a chance and be open-minded to actually wanting to get to know the person deeper than what they saw or what they assumed. And sometimes people assume right, but it takes a little digging. And some people prefer not to dig, and I feel like that is a-okay. Some people are like, if we don't really hit it off, or I get a bad feeling, or I get an iffy feeling, I don't want it. Because we're too grown for iffy things. Too grown for iffy things. So it's kind of just like, it is or it isn't. That's how I am at this point. Some people, you know, they're kind of like, no, I'm gonna give it a chance, this and the third. And for me, whenever I do give it a chance, I get in the face. So we just cut that out. But I don't want this to be long because I'm just kind of getting to the point and just stab y'all with the truth that your friends are not obligated to do anything for you. If they do anything for you, It is out of love and it's out of because they want to. You cannot force people to treat you the way you want to be treated. So if you have friends and they're like, well, I don't really enjoy being around them that much. Well, I really don't like, you know, what we talk about. I really don't like this and the third. And if they, mind you, this is the key to everything. If the person that you're dealing with is open-minded enough to change or transform the relationship to something that is middle ground for both parties, then it can work. But if that person is not understanding where you're coming from to even try to transform or be open-minded to it, they can't even grasp the concept, that will be very hard and tough. And it's kind of like beating a dead horse. It's not going to get up. So it's kind of what you make it. Every case is different, yes. But be mindful that if that person is open-minded or not to trying new things or expanding their perspective on certain things, especially when it comes to relationship. Because friendships are relationships. That's why they hurt as bad when you lose your friend. As I said, you lose your boyfriend. It hurts. Because you've had love for them, you had empathy for them, you had all these feelings for them. They make you happy, make you cry. Good things, I hope. And, you know, those are people you don't want to lose in your life. No one wants to be in the world completely alone. Let's just be honest. We all love our friends and our family and the people that are friends that have become family. We cannot sit up here and act like, oh, I'll be okay if I was just completely by myself. Because there's some people who have made such a huge impact in your life and probably made you see things or perceive things differently. If it wasn't for them, you'll probably be what you were before you met them. And is that what you want? So I always tell people, evaluate the friends of your life by what they do for you on a deeper level, emotionally, mentally, and just honestly, like I say, relationships, what do they stand for? Because a big, huge difference in morals and, you know, central values can really damage a relationship. Especially if they're not open-minded. If they're open-minded and they're respectful of your boundaries and of your beliefs and they know not to say certain things to offend those areas in your life, then they're perfect. I think that we just sometimes have people who are assholes, who know that you have differentiating opinions. Wow. Different opinions. There we go. And they just like to make fun of things or make fun of things that they just honestly they can't understand or they don't want to understand. So you have to be very mindful that you're not doing that to your friends. Listen to your friends. I see people who don't listen to their friends. Have a discussion and just sit and talk. It's cool to talk, but like I've learned, I used to have a bad habit of talking over people because I would feel like, oh, if I don't get it out now, forget what I said. And I've learned this. If I forgot what I was going to say, it probably has already been said, or I'm repeating myself, or it just wasn't meant to be said. And when it comes back to me, and it's the right time to say it, guess what? I will say it. And then my friends will still listen to me just as much as when I remember versus when I had it in my head and I forgot. So if they're real, real friends, when you remember it and you bring it back up, they'll be like, oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. And you get your thoughts together, you remember, you recollect. They're gonna react the same way, bro. They're gonna react the same way. It's not gonna be like a delayed thing. Or it may bring about another conversation. But make sure that you're not talking over your friend. And in a way, when you talk over people or cut people off and you don't acknowledge or apologize for it, it is a form of invalidating people's opinions. Honestly, invalidating their voice and their opportunity to express themselves. So you have to be very mindful how you conduct your conversation with your friends. Because sometimes your friends are trying to tell you, hey, I need this, I need that, me and you, we need to work on some things. And the whole time you cutting them off, telling them about your whole day, about how you saw a bunny rabbit. Like, just something very insignificant as some insignificant shit like that. So you have to be very mindful and be very aware of, are you really listening to how they feel, what they say? No, I'm not saying pull it out of them, but when they're ready to share, they will share. And some people will never share everything they're going through because we are all human and we all feel that no one will care because we live in a very cruel world. But with time, people share, people open up, and people get vulnerable. And that's also with time. but you cannot rush it. They're not, you know, you can't rush certain things like that. But, like I said, don't be cutting people off out here, because even when I cut someone off, I feel horrible now, since I'm older and I'm more mature and I'm able to, as a communication major, I'm more able to just learn how to communicate effectively, learn tools and ways to kind of hold back my comments. And if I hold it back and I, you know, forget it, I forget it. I don't really take it as if I'm supposed to hold on to everything that's in my head. I don't like to put that much pressure on myself. As a person with anxiety, that is something that people usually tend to do. They feel like they have to get everything out while they can, while they remember it, because if they forget it, it's kind of like they panic when they do forget it. So, and it also stresses people out. When people forget things, it's very stressful. Especially for people who have anxiety, it's stressful when you forget little tidbit things, especially if it was just in your head. All over the place. But honestly, don't let your anxiety cause you to swallow your friends and spit on your relationship. Because trust me, multiple times it's happened, but I've been blessed to be around people who let me know and know that it's coming from a place that is not of ill intent. Because I will never try to hurt any of my little nuggets out here. Don't tell them I call them nuggets. But no, honestly, this concludes the fifth, what happened, break this time, bow, the fifth episode of the Little Tuck and Bell. Stay flourishing, my friends.